appreciate your time. If you would, start with an opening statement, and we'll open up to questions.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Brian.
How's it going? Yeah, thank you. First of all, I want to say to all the veterans out there how much we appreciate their service, what they've done for our country. I think we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today without every individual in the service and what they've done. I would like to say for our 12 seniors how much they meant to a program that's in its 21st game today. They've had a 9-3 record at home, and I couldn't be more proud of those 12 guys and all their variations of roles that they play on our football team. And as I told them the same thing at the end of the game, I said, we still got some unfinished business to take care of. But coming out of Fifth Third Bank Stadium for the last time, definitely want to tell you how much I appreciate those guys. I like the way our football team came out to play today. I think early on, we were very motivated and hungry to win the ball game. I thought it was a win at times. We sputtered a little bit, lost a little bit of our edge, regained it, and then a little bit in the second half, we got a little sloppy at times, and, we got to learn to do it all the time, but at the end of the day, we came out, took care of business, and I don't think there was ever a doubt on our sideline what was going to happen as the game went on. So proud of our team, proud of everybody in this program. I told them all that, and I always tell them after the game I'm proud of them, but I kind of stopped and said, guys, y'all don't understand. I'd come do this for free with this group of individuals. These kids and this staff, man, it's a blast. I've never had more fun in my life. You got a group of kids that's really bought into each other, and they take the me out of it, and it's all about the we. And in this day and age, that's phenomenal. So proud of our guys, proud of the win today, 8-2, having conversations about stuff you never thought you'd have conversations about. So proud of our football team. I'll open up for questions.
Coach, several times the safety kept creeping up in the box trying to cut off that pitch. Do you feel like that's what you need to do to make them pay for it, hitting them with the deep balls?
Yeah, well, as the game goes, it's all predicated on what you can do. If you can get a little run game going and you're hurting them a little bit, then they get a little more aggressive, and then you have opportunities, to get behind them. And we were able to do that. We really only had we only got them really on one play action. That was Xavier's touchdown. The others were just some schematical things that our offensive staff did a great job with. But that's the nature of what we do. If you can run the ball a little bit, they start getting out of, they get a little tighter, and you're able to get behind them. We got a great group of wideouts, great group of slots, and Chandler's done a phenomenal job of distributing the ball and making big-time throws. The throw there, we had 49 seconds to go, I think, in the half, and we marched down the field. I almost got a penalty because I ran down the field trying to get a timeout. We're not what I call, balanced from a number standpoint, but we have the ability to run and throw. And if y'all have watched us, we've been that way all year. And depending on what they're giving us, we're able to counter that with what we can do. And if we can ever continue to do that and get better at it, it makes it tough to defend.
Talk about keeping control of not just the game, but the team. A couple of penalties. Dez had one in a red zone situation, a couple of fumbles, but it never felt like you guys lost control.
Yeah, that was disappointing. I get frustrated with that because we've talked so much about finishing. Y'all have heard me talk about these last few about just finish practice, finish a game. And so that gets frustrating, and sometimes we lose our cool out there, and we got to continue to work on that. We've gotten a little bit better, kind of showed up again today a little bit. Some of it's honest enthusiasm. Some of it's just not being smart. So it's stuff we got to continue to work on. But like you said, we don't flinch on a lot of that stuff. We just keep playing. But it's mistakes when you get in different games, you're going to get beat, if you make those kinds. So just stuff we got to learn from.
Coach, when you are playing ahead like you are, when you see a few minor mistakes like those fumbles at the end, is there anything that you can do to make sure that doesn't keep going forward?
Yeah, we talk about it, we practice it, we communicate it. But, with a young football team, it's like you got to learn how to handle prosperity. You got to handle when things aren't going well. Those are all things when you're growing as a program and a football team, you got to find ways to handle those. And that's why we've been talking about finishing. Because y'all go back and look at our season. I mean, we've been ahead before now. And we've let it, we've squandered it a couple times and found a way to win at the end. Furman, Gardner-Webb, two examples. And then we've also, as the season's gone on, we found a way, even with some mistakes, found a way to finish and finish it without it being, you know, the last 2 minutes trying to make it happen. So I think that's part of the growth process. It's part of the growth process, and we definitely got to get better at it.
Can you talk about the day Burks had?
Yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I got one right here. I just got it in my pocket. I think he had, what, over 100 yards rushing? 119 yards rushing, 169 yards passing.
Pretty good pass rating.
I'd say that's a pretty sporty day. When you can go 6 for 10, 169 yards, 3 touchdowns, throwing 20 carries for 119 yards, that's pretty impressive. Great thing about Chandler, he takes care of the ball. He executes the offense. He doesn't try to do anything. Takes care of the ball, and he executes the offense. You know, and that's what he's done since he's been in this role, and you know, he's done a heck of a job. I mean, he's running the show right now. He really is doing a great job distributing the ball.
How about Ben? Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he came back in. If y'all notice, he came back in. He tweaked his ankle, so I think he'll be all right. Obviously, I told the trainers when I was walking out of the locker room, I said, you guys can go ahead and get a bed in his room and do whatever you got to do to get him well. But I think he'll be okay. He did come back in, and then, you know, he's not 100%, but I think he'll – I know Chaston, he'll figure out a way to get ready.
Defense played very well today, just looking at the numbers. But even without the stats, their offense just did not really move without those penalties. Talk about how you practiced this week trying to get the defense to counter an offense that looks kind of like yours.
Yeah. Well, they're very different, you know, I guess, from us on offense. And truthfully, they've struggled a little bit offensively this year, but I was proud of our defense. Really, we only gave up, you know, 3 points. The 7 points was on the offense because we turned the ball over down on that side. I told them at halftime they should never scored. You know, if we're really dialed in and tackling and doing just the fundamental things right. But we got 11 guys over there. When they're really dialed in, they play extremely hard. And I think we play really good defense when we do that. And that's something we just got to continue to do. But I thought defensively we played pretty well. We got in a bind down there because we turned the ball over. And then they hit a few plays, but they never really had anything going with any kind of consistency all day. You know, so proud of our defense. You know, I thought we played well today.
Coach, how important was it to jump out to an early lead? I think 4 plays into the game you had a lead, and so you didn't get stuck into some sort of low-scoring battle.
Yeah.
But went on into the second quarter, maybe third quarter.
Well, I mean, it's a goal of ours, to, you know, especially offensively, to score on the first drive of each half, to try to get that momentum going. And we were fortunate to come out of the gates. We were flying around pretty good offensively and defensively. And to get 14 points on the board pretty quick, you know, I think that helps. And more than anything, it helps the momentum of your football team and just them feeling like, all right, we got this, you know. So I thought that was positive.
You talked about the touchdown there right before the half. Were you challenging the offense, or did you just say, hey, we need another touchdown, or let's go get one? Let's try and get one.
No, I mean, if you watch us play this year, if we got a little time left, we're going to take a shot. I mean, we've done it every just about every chance. We had the ball at Monmouth on, like, our own 2-yard line, and we threw the ball to Sumter down the sideline, and we blew it out of bounds. The way this thing is developed here is that we are going to be in an attack mode every opportunity we can. Our kids play that way. They enjoy it. I enjoy it. Sometimes the decisions are a little bit, you know, some of those fourth down deals when you're on end of the field aren't quite as fun. But that's the way we play. And we got enough weapons. I mean, we can move the ball down the field. You know, whether sometimes we get in the gun at that point in time, because we can fast pace that. So that's just the way we play. When we got in there, we had 49 seconds and 3 timeouts. So I'm like, let's roll. Let's go. See what we can get done. And, you know, and if we had hit some negative plays and got behind, you know, we might have changed what we did. But we were able to hit a big play to Xavier, and get us down there. And then, you know, he got Big Boy out there, and glad to see him go up. He caught two of them. One was out of bounds, but he got the second one inbounds. So it's good to see him do that, and he's been doing that all year. So, but that's just who we are. It's kind of the way we've been all year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you came back to that play. It was a little – the first time you went to him, he stepped out of line. He stepped right on the line.
Yep.
And it said if he moved 2 yards, 2 steps to the right, he's going to be good.
Yeah, we moved to split him. Yeah. And we put it up there, and he's – he's big, strong, wide out. I mean, he make it, he's, I mean, that's like a, we feel pretty good about those odds about every time we do it. So, but that's not anything new for us today. I mean, that's just kind of how we've been. And, you know, you can take the wind out of people's sails when you do that stuff with 49 seconds to go right before the half. You know, that's, and we knew they were going to get the ball coming out. Yeah, it's kind of who we are.
Do you feel good knowing that your destiny really is in your hands somewhat with the game coming up next week?
Well, I think we control what we can control. Today we had to take care of PC. Next week we had to take care of Charleston Southern. That's all we can control. We know that the stakes go up if Charleston Southern were to happen to beat Liberty today. But even if they don't, it's not going to change how we go about our business for this last game. Not at all. It's a big game for us. We want to finish strong. And so regardless of all that, we're going to get ourselves get ready to go play the best game we've played since we've been here. And that's kind of our mindset.
Will you even mention to the kids this week the word playoffs? Will that even come up?
No, probably not. I explained the scenario before the last game. Before this game on Monday, I went before the team. I said, all right, here's what could happen. You went out, worst case scenario, you're second in the league. You went out, Charleston Southern beats Liberty, you got a share of the title. It's based on the committee if we go to the playoffs. Because they'll get the bid because they want head-to-head. So we've had the conversation. They know. We don't need to talk about it no more. We're going to get ready to go play Charleston Southern. Regardless of what happens this afternoon, obviously if they win, it adds a little more incentive to it. But still, we got so much to play for here. Regardless of that, man, we got – I mean, think about it now. A little perspective for you. We're getting ready to play our 22nd game. And you guys are asking me about the playoffs. I love it. But you step outside the box and you look at it, you go, dang, to even have the conversation is remarkable in itself. And I think it goes to that bunch of those kids and players and coaches in that locker room that we can even have the conversation right now. So... we'll see what happens this afternoon, but I think our kids, I know our kids, man, they, whatever happens this afternoon ain't going to change the way we get ready to go play this crowd. Obviously they came here and, celebrated a conference championship last year. And I'm sure our kids will remember that.
One more thing, Coach.
Yeah.
You talked about it earlier. How will you remember this senior class yourself?
Well, I said it a little bit. I talked a little bit about it Thursday. I think what they've done here and could even put the icing on the cake by finishing this thing off right is stuff they're going to tell their kids and grandkids about one day. And they're going, man, look what we did. Look what we did. You talk about foundation, legacies. I mean, think about it. I mean, 9-3. At home, chance to go 9-2 in their senior season. Golly, guys, I don't really know how much more you can say. I mean, it's and I've told them all this. Same thing I told them Thursday, and so I couldn't be more proud of them. And I think this is one of those things they don't fully get right now. But boy, 10 years down the road, they're gonna be like, holy cow, look what we did. Look what we did. And I think you're seeing history in the making right now, to be honest with you. And I think those seniors have a lot to do with that.
Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
As always, guys, I know I say this every time. We got some different folks in here today. I always appreciate you guys coming here, good, bad, or indifferent, but appreciative of you coming and being a part of Kennesaw State football. So, thank you. All right, big dogs, y'all got it.
Hmm?